Tunisia is a country with deep political divisions, but there's one thing that still unites people.
Football brings people together and they sympathize with each other. When a game is on, it's all they think about. They forget about politics and the things that are happening in the country. They forget about their problems.
We all support Tunisia, all of us. We forget about the faction supporting the president and the other supporting Nahda in politics. We keep football out of politics.
President Kais Saied dissolved parliament and sacked the government to rule by decree last year, a move the opposition has called a coup. Critics have labelled a new draft constitution as an attempt by Saied to expand his powers unlawfully. Tunisians have been left frustrated by years of political argument and economic stagnation.
The World Cup is the only thing that's left for us in Tunisia. It's the way out and the thing that brings everyone together, regardless of the differences we see in politics or our economic problems.
Qatar 2022 will be Tunisia's sixth appearance at a World Cup. They've never made it out of the group stage and have won just two games at the tournament. Fans in Tunis hope the country's large expat community in Doha will give the Eagles of Carthage an advantage this time round.
Hopefully our Tunisian community there will encourage the team, especially during the first matches.
Hopefully we can get out of the group stage. We've had enough of leaving early.
Achieving that won't be easy, with group games against defending champions France, as well as Denmark and Australia. Paul Vanderwerf, Al Jazeera,